Blog Talk Radio. and thank you for joining in with us on this Monday night, which America has named it a national holiday. Happy Veterans Day to Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and every other veteran that is out there in this world that has the ability and the desire to want to protect this country and its rights and every citizen. We want to thank you all for your support, your actions, and your willingness. We just want to say thank you again. And we want to thank you all for taking the time out on this holiday to tune in to Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron Ministries, on this November 12th, 2018. We are here every Monday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on the time zone you are in. I am your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, who has went to surgery the early part of this week. And we just want to say, I'm sorry, last week, for the mistake in the talk. She had successful surgery, which God had brought her through and brought her out. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for that. I normally will ask her to pray for us, but she's still recovering and her throat is a little sore. So we just want to say to God, thank you for your, I don't even know how to say it because I put a post on Facebook that says how much I love my sister and I wanted her to know that I was thinking about her and I would like to thank everybody. It was over hundreds of people that had made comments and prayed for her and said good wishes and get well soon. And I just want to thank them and I just want to thank God for his mercy and grace and allowing her to recover at this time, speedy recovery. And I would like to ask you all to just join in prayer with me at this time. Father God, we come before you, Lord, not by mistake, but by desire and want. We come before you, God, with our hands held high and our heads bowed low, asking you to forgive us of every sin we have committed, whether we said it, whether we did it, whether we showed it or we committed it towards anyone else. Anything that we have did, God, that didn't give you glory, didn't give you honor, and didn't give your throne the respect that it has so far called for and is needed. God, we ask you to just forgive us, Lord, today. Forgive us of every sin of commission and omission, God. I'm asking you, God, to just cover Apostle Sandra Thomas and her household, oh Lord. We're still trusting you, God. We're still asking you for her healing and the deliverance of her body. We're still trusting you, oh God, with the woman of God. We know that she loves you with her whole heart, God. She has always told us as well as showed us. God, we just ask you to bless her family, to bless every man and woman of God that's appointed, anointed, and called to this ministry, God, the ministry of Christ as well as the ministry of Blog Talk. God, we just ask you to cover America, cover my family, cover my sisters, my brothers, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my friends. God, I ask you to just cover my family that's in California. We had a cousin that was taken away. He was killed on this weekend past. God, we just ask you to cover my family, my aunties and cousins and uncles that's in California and Los Angeles. To just heal their bodies and just touch their hearts and minds right now. God, we ask you to just cover my family here in Chicago and all over the world that is laying before you, have requests up before you. God, we just trust in you right now. God, I thank you for covering my son who's away in college, keeping him safe, keeping our harm, evil, danger, and death from him, oh Lord. We just ask you to cover the man of God that's speaking on tonight, God. Open up his mouth to say what only you said. Open up his heart to just deliver only what you have put in there to be delivered up today. Open up the hearts and minds and ears of people to hear what you are saying to the man of God on tonight. Bless his family, bless his job, bless his household. In Jesus' name, we pray these things and we trust you, O Lord. Amen. Amen. So I would like to ask the speaker on tonight, I would like to ask you to be on the line.
I am here on the line. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. So I'm going to present you to some, introduce you to others, to let you know. Servant Pastor Troy Thomas is on the line, and he will be doing Facebook Live for those that would like to see his face as he ministers to us. So we're just letting you know, Pastor, it's in your hands right now. Amen.
How everybody doing this evening? This is Pastor Troy Thomas. We are on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. I haven't done a Facebook Live with Blog Talk in a little while, so I decided to do it this evening and just give a short word that God has given us to share with the people of God. Those are on here with Facebook Live with me, if you do me a favor, give me some thumbs and hearts so we that know that you're on here with us and that you're here to support us. If you want to share, please share with us. God has given us a word, and we want to share with the people of God what God has given us. This has been such a this past weekend was our church celebration, and we had such a wonderful time. We had Apostle Sean Johnson on Friday night, and many guests that came, and we enjoyed them. People came in to help us do praise and worship, so forth and so on. The musicians was wonderful. Pastor Lathers Jones, Elder Tony Royal, as well as Isaiah Hughes and Solomon Temple Church, God in Christ. Joshua Missionary Baptist Church had also representation there, as well as Powerhouse Chicago Bishop, Archbishop William Hudson. That was Friday night. And then this past Sunday, we had Pastor Lonnie Davis. We had Elder John L. Nichols that stood instead for his pastor, Pastor Eric Thomas of the Greater Harvest Missionary Baptist Church, as well as New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church that was there. My mom in the gospel came, one of my mothers in the gospel, Pastor Bernice Smith, she came and surprised us as well to be there for us. How y'all doing, Tiffany, Alexia, Eunice? Hey, Eunice, and Chris, how you doing, sweetie? We had a wonderful time in God, and I thank all of the Fountainites that were there to help us celebrate these 3 years we've been pastoring. And it was such a wonderful time. And for those that missed it, amen. But if you still want to be a blessing, you can always cash out Pastor Troy. Yes, that's Troy, cash sign, Troy 7, T-R-O-Y-S-E-V-E-N, Troy 7. Amen. Thank you. My bro, Lazarus Jones, tore the organ up. I wanted to punch him in the eye. Because not only can the man, young man, play, but he's anointed. He tears down Satan's walls. Here it is, real quick, if you don't mind. We're going to Ezekiel the 37. This is a very familiar passage of scripture. Those of us that go to churches and church all the time, we know for a fact this is a scripture that we are very aware of. Can we say a word of prayer? Father, we thank you, we glorify you for what you're doing and for what you're about to do. Father, we ask you for your anointing power that destroys yokes. Father, we ask you for the word that regulates our hearts and our minds. Father, put filters on our ears, our eyes, and our minds so that we can receive what you have us to receive on tonight. Father, we take it not for granted that we stand here in the position to speak a word unto your people, to speak life where life is needed, to speak death where death is needed, to build up and to uproot. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory for what you're doing and for what you're about to do in the people. Let your anointing be the driving force. Hallelujah. Let your anointing be the driving force. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor in your son, Jesus' name. For it is so, and so it is. Ezekiel 37 chapter is, like I said, is a very familiar chapter, the Valley of Bones. Amen. Let's talk about, we're going to use for a subject tonight, look and live when you just say it. Once again, look and live, Pastor Larry, when you just say it. Bless you, Elder Collins. Here it is. I'm not going to read straight through. I'm going to read and stop and talk a little bit. I want to thank God for my apostle, my mom, how she has groomed us and had us to do things in the manner which God has us doing it today. But we must have leadership. We must have an example. And my mother, Apostle Sharon Thomas, has definitely been an example to us, to me and to others around us. Just want to give her homage and let everybody know she's doing much better. We're yet praying and that God is still doing the work. Amen. Ezekiel chapter 37, it says this, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and carry me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Can I stop here for a moment? Here it is that God is talking to Ezekiel, and he's asking him, can the dry bones live? Can these bones live? They were in a dry place. Can they live? And here it is, Ezekiel said, what did he say? O Lord God, thou knowest. In this place that we're in today, we have to be careful what we say. Not only what we say, but who we say it to. Sometimes we begin to say things and do things, and we haven't got the whole story. We begin to say and do things, and it's not the, it might be, the Bible says it may be lawful, but not expedient, which means it may be okay for you to say it, but it might not be the right time for you to say it. Ezekiel had to say the right thing, and the right thing was to speak God's word back to him. He said, O Lord God, thou knowest. The fact of the matter is, Tyree, he could have said yes. And sometimes when we say yes about certain things, it could be taken as arrogant. You know what I'm saying? It could be taken in the wrong manner. He could have said no. And had he said no, it could have been taken to the point where he don't believe the God that he serves. Sometimes, I must say this, sometimes we're in the place that we say we serve a God that we don't believe. We serve a God that we don't trust. And the Bible says, it's without faith, it is impossible for us to please him. So how are we pleasing him if we don't trust him, if we don't believe what he's saying? And a lot of times we have to speak God's word back to him. Why do we speak God's word back to him? Because his word has power. Hallelujah. His word brings us life. His word brings us strength where we're weak at. You know what I'm talking about? Just simple. When you're moving forward, you can't worry about the past. The Bible says, old things are passed away, but behold, all things are new. When you forget those things are behind, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, I forget those things which are behind me, and I press forward. So we have to tell ourselves, we have to speak the word back to God concerning our situation and our time. So this is what Ezekiel did. Ezekiel spoke his word back to him, saying, O Lord God, thou knowest. In other words, Father, you know what's going on, so I'm going to use your word because you are the giver of life. You are the giver of strength, and you know what's going on. Okay, because the fourth verse, it says, again, he said unto me, prophesy. Somebody say prophesy. Upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Once again, we're going to talk about look and live when you just say it. Not if you say it, but when you say it. Look and live, my brother and my sister, when you say it. So then the fifth verse says, thus said the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Again, once again, thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter unto you, and ye shall live. Evangelist Tanya Cuffey, I want to point this one thing out to everybody that's on here, that in the valley of the dry bones, the bones were disconnected from each other. That means the bone over there. That means the bone over here. The bone there, everywhere. There's bones all over the place, which means they had no connection. Notice this one thing about this, and I heard a preacher say this one time. He says that even with a skeleton, the bones are still connected. And Evangelist Cuffey, what happens is we've become so disconnected from God and his word that we lose sight of what we're supposed to be, what we're supposed to be doing, and who we're supposed to be doing it with. Because if we walk in obedience, then we won't get disconnected. If the Bible says man should always pray and not faint. While you're praying, while you're talking to the God of our salvation, you are staying connected. The Bible, you can pray and then don't obey the instructions, you're losing your disconnection. Myself and Apostle Sandra Thompson, we were talking about walking in obedience. And here it is, I want to point this out, that when God spoke the world into existence, the heavens and the earth, the firmament and the water, the land and the animals. What happened is they obeyed what he said. That's what happened. That's why it came into fruition, because what he said, which had life, what he commanded, which brought strength and brought structure, came to pass because he spoke it. You don't believe me? Here it is. Check this out. When he said it to the apple tree, be an apple tree. When he said to the orange tree, be an orange tree. When he said to the fields, yield forth corn, what happened? It yields forth what he said for it to yield forth. I want to let you know, today, those same things are yet yielding forth what he commanded them to yield forth when he first created the heavens and earth. What they decided to do was obey what the God of our salvation had commanded them, what he had instructed them to do. They walked in obedience, and they're still walking in obedience today. But we as people, the ones that we say that love God, the ones that say that we adore him and we lift his name on high and we worship him and we praise him, we can obey what God is saying. I knew that my numbers would go down when I started talking about obedience. But that's all right. So here it is. We have to learn to obey God. And in our obedience, there is a connection. The apple tree is still the apple tree because it obeyed the command when God first said it. The orange tree is still the orange tree because it's still obeying the instructions that God had given them way back when he first created it. So then here it is. They're in the valley of what we consider the valley of the dry bones. So the fifth verse says again, thus said the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. The sixth verse says, and I will lay sinew upon you. For those who know what sinew is the tissue, the muscles, the ligaments. So here it is. He's going to take them dry bones. Now he's going to put the ligaments back on it. First of all, he's going to connect the bones back together. When he gets done connecting the bones, he's going to put the muscles and the tissues and the arteries where they're supposed to go so he can continue to create the body, to rebuild it up. So once again, it says, and I will lay sinew upon you in the sixth verse and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord, that I am the Lord. So here it is. God is doing things within a process, but the connection still needs to be there. What kind of connection do you have with God? Simple like this. If you're in a marriage and you don't communicate, if you're in a marriage and you don't spend no time, if you're in a marriage and you don't come together as husband and wife in an intimate manner, you lose connection. You lose the connection. You can't say we're in a relationship and we never talk to each other. You can't say a relationship we never spend no time together. I don't know your heart and you don't know mine, and I don't know your name and you don't know my name, and you don't know what I like and I don't know what you like. What kind of relationship is that? The connection is missing. These bones were separated because the connection that was needed to put them together was missing, which was the flesh, which was the ligaments, which was the arteries, which was the skin, the hair, the eyes, the lips, the teeth. The connection was missing because they were dead. We are dying spiritually. We are dying mentally and emotionally because we have lost the connection that we should have. Once again, do me a favor, put on here, if you're here with me, type for me, look and live when you just say it. Once again, type one here. If you're on Facebook Live with me, type one here, look and live when you just say it. The seventh verse says, so I prophesied as I was commanded, speaking. He prophesied. When you prophesy, you're speaking, you're talking, you're saying what's necessary. Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded, I was told to do. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bone. That is a connection. He prophesied, he spoke it. And as he spoke it, the Bible says that the power of life and death lies in your tongue. Am I right? Okay, this says that's Proverbs 18:21. Romans 4:18 says, we speak those things as not as though They were. All right. Mark 11:23 says, you shall have whatever you say. And you understand what I'm saying? We have the opportunity to have the things that we should have. We have the opportunity to have the connection that we're supposed to have naturally and spiritually so. But we have to speak it. We have to let it come out of our mouth. And once again, the power of life and death lies where? In our tongue. It lies in our tongue. Now, we speak a lot of foolishness. We speak a lot of unnecessary stuff. We speak other people's business, other people gossip. But where do we speak life? Where do we speak hope? Where do we speak strength? Because these things right here is what it is that helps us get to another place. I work with some children. The children, what happens is they have begun to speak depth over their own life, speak depth in their own situation. And I am there to encourage them. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Once again, we're speaking the word back to our situation. We're speaking the word back to our situation. Once again, the word brings us life. It brings us hope. It brings us peace. It brings us rest. It brings us financial stability. It brings these things because the word of God, once again, the Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. If I'm talking all right, give me some hearts and some thumbs. If I'm talking okay, if what I'm saying is making sense, give me some hearts and some thumbs. Tell me, keep on going, Pastor Troy. Come on, I'm just trying to help. I'm trying to encourage you, trying to help you in some places that you can have whatever you say. Yes, you can. You can have it because the Bible says we can have it. It says it. You can have whatsoever. Well, we say whatsoever you say. So here it is. Here it is. Let's read the eighth verse. And behold, lo, the sinew and the flesh came, covered them above. But there was no breath. There was no breath found in them, right? There was no breath in them yet. So guess what God did? Like he connected. He has a plan for our life. He has it set up where we how we're supposed to do things. I was with some people last Saturday, we were talking about in God's timing. Some things are in God's timing, but God gives us choices. One lady began to say, she said this, she said, Pastor Troy, I was dealing with man 1 through 5, but it ended up being number 6 that was the man for me. And I told him that was you. That was you. Because had you been in the right place, had you been listening to God, if your connection was right, number 6 would have been number 1. There would have been no other. But the connection is necessary. Come on, tell somebody. Come on, tell me the connection is necessary. The connection is necessary. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. His sheep, which is me. Is it you? I know some people on here. I know for a fact they are God's sheep. His sheep would know his voice, and a stranger they would not follow. Because we have to understand that connection is needed. Because when everything else around you has your attention, all that noise, the baby mama drama, the baby daddy drama, that what's going on at work, what's going on with this person or this church in the music department, this, that, and the third, all this stuff is going on. They got your attention, so you can't hear God and say, "Well, God is telling you to be quiet and let me handle it. Stand aside and let me do what I'm supposed to do for you." You understand what I'm saying? It is necessary that connection with God is always. Bible says, "Men should always pray." Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Men should always pray and not faint. Hallelujah. We should always pray and not faint. The Bible says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." If we acknowledge Him and what's going on, our connection will stay where it's supposed to stay. The bones were disconnected because once again, the flesh was gone, the ligaments was gone, the arteries was gone. Sometimes in God's house, our heart for God's people are not there. We had a situation yesterday. A mother came and sat on a bench, and it was just her and another young lady and the young lady's children. The mother got, get off this bench, baby. This is for me. Now, man, it's a long bench, but she felt like she had the right to put the mother and the kids off the bench because her connection was more about this, my bench, instead of saying it's enough room for all of us. The Bible says, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. that love of God, that purity of God will be down on the inside. It don't matter where you sit, as long as you're sitting in God's house, Elder Riddle. Do that make, am I talking all right? That's what's necessary, that our connection with God is what it is. You can look and live, if you just say it. Look and live, my brother. Look and live, my sister. Just speak those things in your life as not as though they were. Yes, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are the lender and you are not the borrower. Why? Because the Bible said so. Because the Bible said so. The ninth verse says this. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain, if they was dead, when they, that they may live. Once again, then he said unto me, prophesy, speak unto the wind, prophesy, speak again, son of man, and say to the wind, say to God, the wind, the breath that we breathe, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain that they may live. If we went to Genesis, the second chapter and the seventh verse, it says, and God formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. When he breathed on us, we became alive. Hallelujah. When he breathed in us, we became what he commanded us to be. My God, today. So even in the dry place, when the bones are dry, they brittle. So they break up and they don't hold in your hand like they're supposed to. But the God of our salvation know how to put things together like they're supposed to be put together. He put the bones that were spaced out here and there, put it back together. Then he put the flesh and the ligaments and the organs back together, the skin, the hair, the eyeballs, the teeth, all back together. And guess what he did? Then he breathed. They had the four winds come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and breathe back into these dry bones and gave them life everlasting, Jesus Christ himself. So here it is, my brothers and my sisters. You have the opportunity for God to breathe on you one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let your glory, Father, breathe on me. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, tell me. Come on. Come on. Come on with me. Come on with me. Come on, type with me. Let your glory breathe on me one more time. Hallelujah. I don't want to live without his glory. I don't want to move without his glory. But let your glory wind breathe on me one more time. Hallelujah. The 10th verse says, so I prophesy as he commanded me, and the breath came upon them, and they lived. Hallelujah. And they lived, stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. They stood on their feet. The breath came into them because the glory of God was now on them. And while the glory of God was on, that's the best time when the glory hit you was the time for you to praise God. Oh, my God. That's a good time for you to praise God because guess what? Your connection is back. Hallelujah. Your heart is back. Hallelujah. Your mind is back. Your blood, the blood running through your veins is that of such that I want to be connected with God. I'm his son. I'm his child. So his blood runs in me. Oh, God, my Father. Once again, Father, let your glory breathe on me one more time. So here it is, my brothers and sisters. We have to stay connected with the power source. It doesn't matter. I don't care how you may plug your phone in, your refrigerator, your TV in. If you don't plug it into the right source, plug it in. But you must plug into the power source, and the power source is God Almighty. It was God's power source. But first of all, from the beginning, Ezekiel had to say the right thing. We have to say the right thing. We have to speak those things as not as though they were. Sometimes we have to stop talking to some people. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we have to stop talking to some people, dealing with some people, because they're not going where we're going. That don't mean we love them any less. That don't mean we feel any kind of way about them. We just need to step back from them and lead them where they're at. Step back from them and lead them where they're at. And then we have to make sure that we are hearing what God is saying, because we have to speak what God is saying to us about our situation, about the people around, about our children, about our boss, about our husband and our wife. And know this, that God's breath, remember that. Look and live, if you just say it. Once again, the power of life and death laugh in your tongue. Speak those things as not, as though they were. You can have whatever you say, because the word of God has given me the right to say what I need to say concerning my situation. Once again, I'm the head, I'm not the tail. I am above, I'm not beneath. I am the lender, I am not the borrower. I am going to be what God has commanded me to be. I am going to do what God has commanded me to do. I'm going to speak to every situation in my life and tell it to line up with the word of God. With the word of God. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me for a little while tonight. Once again, let me read this 14th verse. This is a good verse too. It says, "And shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live." When he put his spirit in you, his four winds, his glory, "I shall place you in your own land. Then shall I know that I, then shall ye know that I, the Lord God, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord." Look and live when you just say it. Look and live when you say it. The songwriter says, "I have a message from the Lord." Hallelujah. A message, oh my friend, for you. It's recorded in his word. Oh, hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. Look and live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Oh, hallelujah. It's in his word. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and live. God bless you. I appreciate you. Notice, hey, hit me up. Give me a hashtag. Look and live when you just say it. Look and live when you just say it. Ezekiel 37. I know it wasn't a long message. It wasn't meant to be long. It's meant to say what God has given us to say. I thank you, and I appreciate you for hanging out with me tonight. Let us say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the strength that you have given us, the encouragement that you have given us. You told us to look and live. Father, you gave us the example of the valley of the dry bones. Father, it was a big grave, but you went down in the grave. Hallelujah. And you show forth your glory and your power once again, like you did on Calvary's cross. Father, you was hung between two thieves. You died. You went in the grave, but when you came out of the grave, you came out with all power in your hand. Father, we thank you. And we praise you, and we glorify you for what you're doing, what you're about to do. For, Father, we shall look and live, for we shall say it, we shall live it, we shall walk back. Father, we will believe in you. We will have faith that you will never leave us or forsake us, and that you will be with us until the very end. Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, where should I go? Father, I give you praise. Hallelujah. I give you glory for what you're doing right now. Father, you be my head. You be my lead. Father, I don't want to lose the connection. Father, breathe your glory on me. Hallelujah. 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 Breathe your glory in my life, in my voice, in my mind, in my heart, in my body, in my spirit. Breathe your glory on me. We give you hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor for what you're doing and for what you're about to do. We bind Satan right now to tell us what we cannot do. But we can do all things through Christ. Through Christ that strengthens us. And we give your name the praise. We give your name the glory, which is thine and thine alone. I thank you for every individual that's on here. I thank you for every individual that joined in on live and on blog talk. I thank you. Father, I ask you for a special blessing for every individual. Father, I ask you for your strength and your power to cover them in peace, in love, in joy, in long suffering. Father, you are the lift of our head. Be our shield, be our fence, be our lead. Father, let us acknowledge you in what we do and let you direct our path. Don't let us walk in fear or apprehension. Don't let us live behind when we're looking forward. We give you praise and we give you glory, which is thine and thine alone, in your son's wonderful name. For it is so, and so it is. If you're on here on Facebook Live, give me some thumbs or some hearts and let me know I did okay. Did you enjoy the word? Did you enjoy what God gave us? Come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs if you enjoyed the word. I thank you for joining. I thank you for being a part. But once again, I want to thank everybody that came out this weekend for the Fountain of Living Waters church celebration. We had such a wonderful time Friday night. We had a wonderful time Sunday. I want to mention this, Sister Latina. Cunningham came through there Friday night and tore the church up with worship. Hon Lazarus Jones got together and tore the church down. We had a wonderful time in God. We had a wonderful time. Pastor Johnnell came, Johnnell Nichols came yesterday and preached the house down. It was such a wonderful time. I thank you again. I love you guys. To all my family and friends on here, Facebook Live, I love you. Keep us up before the Lord. Keep praying for us because our will is to do God's will. My will is to do God's will. I'm not in some places anymore. I thank God I'm not there. It's because I got a real connection, hallelujah, with God himself. That's why it's important to get a connection. It's a good thing to be in real relationship. We've been in religion the whole time, Elder Riddle. We've been in religion a long time, but it's time for us to get into a relationship. That's when the connection will stay like it's supposed to do, in relationship with Jesus Christ and with God our Father. And that's what I've learned to do, get a connection. I have decided for everlasting life. I've decided to get connected with everlasting life. When I gave God my heart, hallelujah. When I gave God my spirit, hallelujah. I'm living to live again, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I love you. I appreciate you, hallelujah. If you can, share this with somebody. If it blessed you, share it. If you loved it, share it. Once again, pray for Pastor Troy. Pray for the Fountain of Living Waters. If you're not busy, every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. at 4244 West Madison. Once again, every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m., 4244 West Madison, we have in church at the New Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church. We're not there. We're not there no long time. We come and do what God tells us to do, and we go on about our business. All right. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Once again, pray for Pastor Troy. Keep Apostle Sandra Thomas up before the Lord in this time, okay? I love you guys. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. God bless.
Amen, Pastor Troy. Thank you so much for your work on tonight. I just say, God, breathe your glory on these dry bones so that I may live and do what you have instructed me to do. God, I thank you for the word on tonight. I thank you that the man of God was willing, and I thank you that the man of God did what you told him to do. And I'm just praising God for the Blog Talk Ministry on tonight. Since the man of God has prayed for us already, as well as he already then gave his cheap plugs, as they say, for the service, we are going to have the lines to be opened up by possibly like Cecilia Kaiser for anyone that has words of encouragement and just words for the man of God on tonight. The lines, are they open, Apostle? I'm assuming the lines are open. So if you have anything to say to the man of God, please speak up now.
I think they're always on Facebook Live.
Maybe they was all on Facebook Live, Pastor. But I tell you, like I say, I really enjoyed myself. I want you to just keep Sheila in your prayers because she did have her surgery and her throat, she said, is still a little sore. So she wasn't able to speak on tonight without a strain. And I don't want her putting herself in a situation where she could have a setback, you know. So just hold her up in prayer and hold me up in prayer with God blessing me with this new house I'm waiting to hear on. And I'm just trusting God and thanking God for his favor.
Amen. This is Cecilia. Just want to say thank you, Pastor Troy, for reminding us to stay connected to God, to obey God. Even to know that sometimes when things may appear to be dry, or even if they are dry, that we can hear the voice of God, obey the voice of God, and get back connected. There's nothing wrong with being able to say, oh, well, I was disconnected, but it's something wrong with saying you stayed disconnected. So thank you for reminding us to get back to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Elect, for your words of encouragement to the man of God. Is there anyone else on the line that would like to say something?
Good evening, good evening. This is Sheila Pizer. I was glad to say something. The word was so powerful and meaning. I just wanted to say thank you and thank you and don't stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for your words of encouragement. Is there anybody else on the line that would like to say something to the man of God? Okay, well, Pastor, before I give the final announcements, do you have any other words that you would like to say or anything else you would like to say to us on tonight?
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Thank you. Thank you again for everybody tuning in. Thank you for the encouragement. I appreciate you. You know, I love y'all. We family.
Yes. Thank you so much again. I look forward to the second Mondays to hear from you on Facebook Live as well as on Blog Talk. So with everything being said on tonight, remember that the dry bones that you're walking around with or that's just in your spirit or just in your household, God can send the prophet to prophesy to the dry bones and speak life into them. Just keep trusting God. Keep asking God to breathe on your dry bones. So we want to say good night to you all. Thank you for listening on this Monday night. We're here every Monday night, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're also here every Friday with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, who also does Facebook Live. Kathy Kendall does God Still Heals from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to tune in on Sunday mornings with our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kizer at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, along with Minister Sheila Kizer with Let's Talk. And whatever you do, do not forget Blog Talk Ministries of Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Motto is from Matthew 6:33. To seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So we want to say we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. And we would like to say good night and be blessed. Happy Veterans Day again. Amen. Thank you.